Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside City Clerk Becky LaRoche about the Riverside Holiday Lights Competition. Well, the Holiday Lighting Contest is going on this weekend, so I guess just what can you tell me about it in general?
Okay, this is, I think, the third or fourth year that the city has done it through the Visioning Committee and through the Riverside Area Community Club. We have three categories that they can sign up for, which is Griswold, over-the-top use of lights and decoration, innovative, which is technology and animation, and then traditional holiday lighting. So all they have to do is fill out the form, turn it in here to the city hall, and then we have someone from out of town go around and judge these locations, and then they come up with a first, second, and third in each category.
All right. Why do you feel like it's a good thing to do a competition such as this every year?
Oh, it just gets people involved. It gets the holiday spirit out there, and so many people go so elaborate on their designs and stuff, and it's just a way to recognize them, to appreciate what they do for our community and help bring the spirit as people go through the community, you know, drive through Main Street 22 or, you know, out and about, you know, visiting relatives and friends and stuff, then they are interested in seeing the lights and all the work that they go to.
All right. How many submissions do you usually have every year?
Oh, it varies. This year is so cold so fast that it kind of got everybody just shocked to it. I mean, we've probably had up to 15 or 20 in the past. This year, I think I'm probably at a dozen or so. And I haven't even looked at them yet because the deadline is Friday. So a lot of people wait till the last minute depending on whether they're going to get up in time or not. So I expect to get a few more in this week yet.
All right. So are all of these houses inside the Riverside city limits, or is there any like outside?
Well, it is open to anyone in the surrounding area, I think 2 miles out or 2 mile radius or whatever. But from what I've seen, most of them are coming in are inside the city limits, yeah.
Okay. Is there a particular one from the past that that was memorable for you, like one of the Griswold ones?
Yeah, it was here. Let me see if I've got her address. Okay, she switched this year. The last couple of years, it was 22nd Street, and she had one for Griswold. She had the people hanging off the roof, falling down the gutter, and just really wild and crazy. But I see that she switched to traditional this year.
Oh.
So I don't even know if I have any Griswolds yet. It looks like most of them I have marked traditional. So if they all end up being traditional, then we'll have to go for more places or put all the money into one fund, I guess. I got one innovative one so far. So the rest of them look like they're all traditional. But until Friday, we won't know for sure until we get all the forms back in.
All right. Well, is there anything else about the competition that you'd like to let people know about?
No, if they're coming through town, take you know, there isn't that many streets in town, 4, 5, 6 streets, you can go up and down and see all of them within, you know, 20 minutes to half an hour to see the light displays. In our own parks, we've done, as you come into town on Veterans Memorial Park, we had donations of some lighted trees, and we put some red, white, and blue ornaments on that for the Veterans Memorial, and we've got a couple deer there. Those are all new, so they're really bright as you come through around the corner coming into town. A lot of people have commented on those, how nice they look being in our park, since our park is right there on Highway 22.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Becky LaRoche. You can pick up a registration form at the Riverside City Hall or by going to cityofriverside.com under announcements. Registration forms can be returned to LaRoche at City Hall before 4:30 on Friday, December 16th. The prize for first place in each category is $100, second place is $75, and third place is $50. You can find this interview program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.